Well, hello, people. Got a couple of news stories for you. Well, they're not real news. And the pitcher of brains there, he wouldn't be too happy about these stories either. I mean, he's just a puppet, but he's got more brains than most people on the clown planet today. But here's a picture of one of the news items, and you'll see what I mean. And it says Gemma Collins, whoever she is, shows off her curves. Now, I may be a bit old, but they aren't curves to me. Then the writer goes on to say that she looks glamorous. I don't know, maybe they're looking at a different picture than I am. Now, we all know us real men, you're not supposed to criticize a femme. You're certainly not supposed to say that she's fat or overweight, especially if she is. But this is going exactly the opposite way and completely lying, because I know what she looks like to me. And she looks very, very unhealthy. But of course, for me, it doesn't matter what they write underneath the picture. The picture tells me all. And I haven't got my rose-colored glasses on. And I expect nor of you guys. What do you see, guys, honestly? Do you see a glamorous, curvy femme on there? I mean, the headline doesn't have to be mean or anything, but it could at least tell the truth. I hope her doctor tells her the truth. And here's the other news story. Yes, that's an alligator been taken for a walk. Yeah, that seems quite normal, doesn't it? But this isn't a normal alligator. This is an emotional support alligator. Apparently for a young femon. I believe this alligator's been taken for a walk in a park. But I guess because it's a support animal, it's allowed. Which is ridiculous in itself. Surely that's animal cruelty right there. But you can imagine how ridiculous it could get.
Excuse me, madam, your tiger is eating my friend.
That's not an ordinary tiger, that's a support animal.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
I mean, really, how much more privileged can femons get? They not only don't follow any laws that men have to, they make their own laws up. Society needs laws and regulations that protect everybody. And for the femons in today's world, how oppressed they are and they're all victims, they sure do have special laws for them, or no laws at all. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think of these couple of stories, and how society seems like it's in the toilet, doesn't it? One more flush should do it. Good riddance.